Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Morning, everyone. It's Thank Goodness It's Folk on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. On the internet, sheffieldlive.org. The show will also be available later as a podcast. I'm Sam Agnew, broadcasting on my own for the first hour, and then James will be with you for the second hour. We've got lots and lots of great music for you. James has got some new Paul Brady, and I've got some brand new Mr. Martin Carthy from his brand new album. We're going to have two tracks from that. Something very, very special indeed. You can contact us via our own Facebook pages. The show also has its own Facebook page. We will leave everything open whilst the show is on air. As I said, over the next 2 hours, we've got lots and lots of great music for you, so keep listening to Thank Goodness It's Folk.
collector does not yet. Keeping busy, surely stored to accuse the souls and more. Wherefore it is we like to pence, cause all the haste and negligence. In order to put remedy against offenders as they be. I'll have to take. Mispronounce your mumble chat, we'll be having none of that.
Sticking the wheel there. And Sticking the Wheel will be at a venue. Tuesday they're at this venue. It's a venue that I've never heard of. Stanley and Matilda. But it'll be a great, great night. Always fantastic to see Sticking the Wheel. And that will be a great night. Sticking the Wheel at Stanley and Matilda in here in Sheffield on Tuesday. Now, on to one of Sticking the Wheel's heroes, and a hero to many, many people listening, and a hero to me as well. I am delighted to say that at the age of nearly 84, Martin Carthy has a brand new album. It is Martin's first solo album in 21 years. It's an album that Eliza has been trying to make happen for some time, and finally they went into the studio just a few weeks ago and came up with this. It's a celebration of Martin's 84th birthday. It will be released on his 84th birthday, the 21st of May, and it is called "Transform Me Into a Fish." Then, which is a line from one of the songs. It's actually mainly a celebration of Martin's the 60th anniversary of Martin's first solo album. Many of the tracks on it are re-recordings from that first solo album into the present day, and mixed with some other songs that he enjoys doing. And we're going to play lots of tracks from this in the weeks to come. But for now, let's hear this new version of "High Germany" from the new album by Martin Carthy.
Marching to the beating of the drum. Oh, dress yourself all in your best. Come along with me. We'll go and fight those cruel wars in High Germany. Oh, Willy, love, oh, Willy, come and list what I do say. My feet, they are so tender, I cannot march away. And besides, my dearest Willy, I am with child by thee, not fitting for the war, my love, in High Germany. I'll buy for you a horse, my love, on it you shall ride. All my delight shall be in riding by your side. We'll stop at every pale house, we'll drink when we are dry. We'll be true to one another, marry by and by. Cursed be those cruel wars, ever they should rise. Out of merry England, pressed many is the man likewise. They pressed my true love from me, likewise my brothers three, and sent them to the war, my love, in High Germany.
Thank you.
great set of tunes there by the McGoldrick family, featuring Michael McGoldrick and his three nieces. And I'm delighted to say we look forward to hosting Michael with his nieces on the 13th of July. We've just made a new addition to our summer program, a late addition, because Mike asked us to host a gig for him, and it will be at Ben's Green Church Hall on the 13th of July, and tickets are available now, and that will be a great night. Somebody who's worked with Michael McGoldrick in the past is Heidi Talbot, and she'll be at the Greystones next Friday, the 4th of April, and this is a track requested by my mother for Mother's Day. So happy Mother's Day, Mother, and this is Adam Holmes and Heidi Talbot with Aviemore.
The pillow heard her moan. Many is the traveller I spent the night with me. But there's not a man in all creation gives content to me. For some can manage one sort twice, and some may three or four. But it seems to me a rarity is the man that can do more. I'll do anything to find him in heaven or in hell. And as these words were spoken then, he heard the front door bell. And the wind blew cold and lonely all across that widow's moor. And she never ever turned away a traveller from the door. So boldly the widow ran down the stair, the door she opened wide. And as she did, a tall and handsome stranger stepped inside. She gave him bread and brandy, and when the tea was fed, he said, "Me dear, now have no fear, it's time to go to bed. For I've heard you call away down below, I've come to see you right. But you must come to hell with me if I can last the night." She said, "You runny devil, to this bargain I'll agree. For hell on earth or hell in hell, it's all the same to me." And the wind blew cold and lonely all across that widow's moor. And she never ever turned away a traveller from the door. So the devil and the widow fell into bed, and the devil was working well. He thought before the night was through that she'd be his in hell. But when they came to number nine, the widow cried on four. And when the twelfth time came around, she simply cried no more. At 25, the devil felt compelled to take a rest. And the widow, she said, "Come raise your head and put me to the test." At 69, the widow laughed again she cried. And the devil, he said, "Well, I can see just how your husband died." And the wind blew cold and lonely all across that widow's moor. And she never, ever turned away a traveller from the door. At 99, the devil, he began to cry and weep. He said, "I'll give you anything, but let me go to sleep." Before the morning light was up, the devil hobbled home, and the widow, still not satisfied, once more was left alone. Oh, she lay there and she grumbled as she thought of 99. If only that old devil could have made it one more time. I'll call him up again tonight to see what can be done. With a bit more application, he could make it to the ton. And the wind blew cold and lonely all across that widow's moor. And she never ever turned away a traveller from the door. But when she called to him that night, no devil he did appear. For the first time in eternity, the old devil he shook with fear. He said, "Of all the pain and torment I've witnessed here in hell, I never knew what pain was till I rang her front door bell." And the wind blew cold and lonely all across that widow's moor. And she never ever turned away a traveller from the door. And the wind blew cold and lonely all across that widow's moor. And she never ever turned away a traveller from the door.
The great Mick Ryan there with Pete Harris, and that was Mick's song, The Widow's Promise. And Kate Rusley used to do that song. We'll get to Kate's new song in a minute. Kate used to do that song with the Poozies. But in the meantime, Mick Ryan and Pete Harris are at the Beehive Folk Club next Friday, Hart Hill Village Hall. Regulars at the club, and I think it might be one of the few duo gigs that they do together now, because Pete Garrett and all the staff at the club really love Mick Ryan and Pete Harris, who also play in the reunite of the band Crows. But Mick Ryan and Pete Harris will be on at the Beehive next Friday night. And as I said, we've got a new song from Kate Rusby, and this is from her new album, which is out on the 25th of April. The album's called When They All Looked Up, and this is Let Your Light In.
Shine, the shadows will be gone. Let your light shine.
Sam Sweeney there from his EP Solo. And Sam will be with us tonight at, if you'd like to come along, do come along and see us. It'll be a great, great night. Sam will be with us at St Andrew's Church for an acoustic solo fiddle concert. It's going to be absolutely beautiful. Cannot wait for it. And yeah, Sam Sweeney there in Sheffield, St Andrew's Church tonight. Now, on to Rachel McShane, Sam and Rachel McShane in Bellowhead, of course. But Rachel has a new album with the Cartographers. It's their first album together since 2018. And it's called Uncharted. The Cartographers are Rachel McShane, Julian Sutton and Ian Stevenson. And from the album Uncharted, which is released today, this is The Banks of Sweet Dundee.
It's of a farmer's daughter, a wild one, I am told. The father died and left her large amounts of gold. She lived with her uncle, the cause of all her woe. But soon you'll hear this lady fair, she proved his overthrow. Well, her uncle had a ploughboy who Mary loved right well. In her uncle's garden, tales of love to tell. There was a wealthy squire who often came to see. But Mary loved a ploughboy on the banks of sweet Dundee. It's early the next morning, her uncle went straightway. Knocked unto this lady's door and thus to her did say. A wise boy, pretty fair maid, the lady you shall be. The young squire's waiting on the banks of sweet Dundee. Well, I care not for your squires, your dukes or lords likewise. William's eyes appear to me like diamonds in the skies. Gone and really fair one, you ne'er shall happy be. For I will banish William from the banks of sweet Dundee. Rode out next summer's day. Young William, he's in favour, her uncle he did say. Indeed, it's my intention to tie him to a tree, or else to bribe the press gang on the banks of sweet Dundee. And the press gang came for William when he was all alone. He bravely fought for liberty, but they were 6-1. The blood did flow. As Mary was out walking, lamenting for a love, she met the wealthy squire down in her uncle's grove. He threw his arms around her, stand off, Bob, and said she, for you sent the only man I love from the banks of sweet Dundee. He wrapped his arms around her and tried to throw her down. Two pistols and a sword she spied beneath his morning gown. She took the weapons from him, the sword she's used for free. She fired and shot the squire on the banks of sweet Dundee. Her uncle overheard the noise and hastened to the ground. Since you have shot the squire, I'll give you your death wound. Stand up, my man, said Mary, and daunted I shall be. The trigger she drew on her uncle, she threw on the banks of sweet Dundee. A doctor soon was sent for, a man of noble skill. And then there came a lawyer for him to sign his will. He left his gold to Mary, who'd fought so manfully. And he closed his eyes no more to rise on the banks of sweet Dundee. And William he was sent for and speedily did return. As soon as he arrived on shore, young Mary ceased to mourn. The bands were quickly published and her hands were joined for free. She now enjoys a ploughboy on the banks of sweet Dundee. Thank you.
a gypsy come over the land, and he sang so sweet and gaily. Sang beneath the wildwood tree and charmed the great lord's lady. She laid down her silken gown and she left a newborn baby. She rode down by the river's side along with the gypsy Davy. They rode north and they rode south and they rode it late and early. Sat down by the riverside, for the lady she was weary. She says, last night I came by here with me servants all around me, but tonight I will sleep on the open ground along with me gypsy Davy. That night when the lord came home and his servants all stood ready, and one took his boots, another took his horse, away was his own dear lady. And he searched the house all around, but could only find his baby, forsaken by its mother dear, to ride with the gypsy Davy. Go saddle for me, neat bonny black mare, for the brown she's not so speedy. I'll ride all night and I'll ride all day till I overtake my lady. But he rode down by the riverside on the grass so wet and dewy, and lying with a gypsy lad, it's there he spied his lady. You leave your house, your land, what makes you leave your baby? What makes you leave your own true love and the promises you gave me? What care I for me house or me land? What care I for me little baby? What care I for me own true love when I love the gypsy Davy? Last night you slept in a goose feather bed with the sheets turned down so bravely. Tonight you will sleep on the open ground, not fitted for a lady. What care I for a goose for the bed with the sheets turned down so bravely? Tonight I will sleep on the open ground along with me gypsy Davy. Well, it's farewell, me dearest dear, and farewell forever. If it's you won't return with me, I swear I'll see thee never. The gypsy Davy, but before 6 months were up and past, he'd married another lady.
Bob Fox and Stu Lutley from that version of the Gypsy Davy was from their album 30 Years On, which was celebrating the 30th anniversary of their debut album Notes Till Good Old Pass. Bob and Stu are actually doing another reunion gig this year on the 26th of April at Morpeth Gathering. And that will be a very, very special gig indeed. I hope it encourages them to do some more. Bob Fox and Stu Lutley on Morpeth Gathering in the Northeast on the 26th of April. It's a Saturday, and I do urge you to go to the Northeast, especially for that gig. I might even see whether I can. That will be a wonderful, wonderful night. Bob Fox and Stu Lutley there. Going to play Hooli and Tiddoo, and this is a song for anyone on Mother's Day, for all the mothers out there, for all the mothers who don't have children, and for anyone who doesn't actually have a mother this Mother's Day, whose mothers have passed away. This is a Julian to do with two mothers.
When you were a child, dream.
It's of a pretty female, as you may understand. A mind is set on roving into some foreign land. Attired in sailor's clothing, she boldly did appear and engaged with the captain, to serve him for a year. She engaged with the captain, a cabin boy to be. The wind stood fine, the weather was clear, and so they put to sea. The captain's lady being on port, she seemed for to enjoy, and so glad that the captain had engaged a handsome cabin boy. She did her duty well, but mark what follows, I have heard the song it soon will tell. By eating of the captain's biscuits, her colour did destroy, and the wasted swell of pretty Nell, a handsome cabin boy. As through the Bay of Biscay our gallant ship did plough, one night among the sailors there was a pretty row. They bundled from their hammocks, which did their rest destroy, and they swore about the groaning of the handsome cabin boy. Oh, doctor, oh, doctor, the cabin boy he cried. The sailors swore by all and by the cabin boy would die. The doctor ran with all his might, smiling at the fun, for to think that a sailor lad could have a daughter or a son. Now when the sailors all heard the joke, they all began to stare. The child belonged to none of them, they solemnly declared. The lady to the captain said, my lad, I wish you joy, for it's either you or I betray a handsome cabin boy.
Martin Carter there with Eliza on Fiddle from his new album, which is called Transform Me Into a Fish Then. Well, a line from one of the songs. Fantastic dear Martin, still making great albums at nearly 84. The album will be released on its 84th birthday, the 21st of May. And you can pre-order it now. It's well worth it. It's a lovely, lovely piece of work. Martin Carthy there from his brand new album. Now this is the track. I had a spare song. I had some spare time, so I put this track in. And it's a track that I swear this band will have learnt from Waters and Carthy, a band I miss very much. This is the Dovetail Trio: Matt Quinn, Jamie Roberts, and Rosie Hood. Let's see whether we can get them back together sometime. This is the Light Dragoon.
The Light Dragoon rode over the hill when the moon was shining brightly. She knew him by his horse because she loved him dearly.
Dearly, so dearly. There was a young lady and she knew him by his horse because she loved him dearly.
She's taken him by the milk-white steed and led him to the stable. There's hay and corn for your horse, young man. Let him eat while he is able.
Able, so able. Young man, let him eat while he is able.
She's taken him by the lily white hand and let
She's taken the bottle into her hand, poured out the wine so clearly. Here's a health to yours, young man, she said, you're welcome home, my dearie.
Dearie, my dearie,
here's a health to yours, young man, she said, you're welcome home, my dearie. If it was easy,
easy, so easy,
how nimble she jumped into the bed, but to see if it was easy. The light dragoon, he's run upstairs, put his trousers on the table. How nimble he jumped into the bed, but to do what he was able.
Able,
so able, how nimble he jumped into the bed, but to do what he was able. They laid in bed till the clock struck one, when the church bells they were chiming. With her spirit so high and her belly so low, she ran home to her mummy.
Mummy, her mummy,
with her spirit so high and her belly so low, she ran home to her mummy. Him dearly,
dearly, so dearly. Oh, I've been along with the light dragoon because I love him dearly.
Dearly, so dearly. Oh, I've been along with the light dragoon because I love him dearly.
The Dovetail Trio there with the Light Dragoon from their album Bold Champions, which came out in 2019. And then, shortly when COVID came, they decided to stop for the time being. Well, hopefully they'll get back together at some point, but they are all very, 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 very busy. And so maybe not. We'll have to see. But maybe I can make it happen. Anyway, thank you all. That was the Dovetail Trio there. Thank you all for listening to the show today, to the first half. James will be back with you for the second half, and I will leave you with some Tom Kitching and some Marit Felt from Tom's album Where There's Brass, which accompanies the book of the same name. And Tom and Marit will be with us live at Sam's on the 7th of May. We're really looking forward to that. I'll leave you with some Tom Kitching and Marit Felt, and I'll see you next week. Look after one another, folks. See you next week.